So shalom of Racha Rabbi, say what a tremendous zuchus we have to start learning Hilchas Tefillin together, Siman Kaf Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. Tefillin are so precious, the Svarim HaKadoshim call it the Chibur HaSholim, the absolute connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim. V'ahavta es Hashem Rekecha b'chol levavacha, with all of our heart, b'chol nafshcha, with all our soul, b'chol meidecha, and with all of our koyach, with all of our might. Can I try to close the doors? Thanks so much. What does it mean? We love Hashem b'chol levavcha, with all of our heart. So the tefillin shaliyad is inclined towards the heart. B'chol nafshcha, with all of our neshama. What does it mean with all of our nefesh, with all of our soul? So it says that the seat of the soul is around the brain, which is where our tefillin shalroish is. And we love Hashem with all of our powers, with all of our might. The tefillin is on our muscles. Yeah, it's on our muscle, it's on our arm. So by putting tefillin on, we're really expressing our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our mind, with our heart, our emotions, and all of our actions as well. We're totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a most profound and deep, deep way, where we have actually names of Hashem on parchments, and in the knots, and on the actual batim, and we're actually strapping them onto ourselves. And this is a tremendous opportunity for Dveikus to Hashem. Unfortunately, we're often so verschluft in the morning that we just, you know, sort of comes on and off, and, you know, we sort of just muddle our way through it. Yeah, Rahman al Itzlan, we have to try and grab ourselves, we have to try and remind ourselves what a tremendous zechus it is to put tefillin on in the morning. He says, the Heilig HaShulchan Aruch, Hilchas Tefillin Siman Kafei, Dinei Tefillin Beprotos, the details of the laws of tefillin. Aleph, achar shalovash talis mitzuyot. After you put your talis on, which has this nice tzitzis, remember talis mitzuyot, because in ancient days they would actually be wearing a talis, that would be their toga, that would be their normal dress. After you put on your talis mitzuyot, after you put your talis on, after you put your talis on with your tzitzis, your niach tefillin, then you put tefillin on. Shemalin ba'kodesh. Because the idea is that we're supposed to keep on elevating ourselves in matters of kedusha, malin b'kodesh, v'manichin. Okay, so that's the first nakuda. The second nakuda, v'manichin kisa tefillin v'atalus l'soich kis achas. If you have your tefillin bag and your talus inside one bag, tzrichin leizohe. You have to be careful, Rabbi Yisai. Shlo yanichu kis tefillin l'malo kedesh lo yifka. B'hem tachilo. You have to be careful that the tefillin is not on top in such a way that when you open it, boom, your hand goes straight to the tefillin before the talus, because there's a principle in Mavrin al HaMitzvahs. You would not be allowed to bypass that. And you'd have to put your tefillin on before your talus on. So that's why you should, according to the sofa, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you put your talis on top so that you should reach it first. Says the Mishnah Bura in Aleph. Achar shelovash. So first of all, you put on your talis. V'afilu matalis eino chayev ele midrabonon. Kugain shu'el achash leishmir mivakanal besimun yodalet. Even if the talis that you're wearing happens to be, for a technical reason, that it's a mitzvah midrabonon to wear this talis. For example, if you borrow the talis, yeah, so then for the first 30 days, if you borrowed the four-cornered garment, you wouldn't even need to put tzitzis on. After 30 days, midrabon, they said, Tugan Taft doesn't look good. You're going around wearing this four-cornered garment, and you don't have tzitzis on, midrabon, they slammed upon us a chiv, you've got to put tzitzis on. So that, but if you're wearing a borrowed garment with tzitzis on after 30 days, the chiv is only midrabon. So maybe you should put the tefillin on first, because they're the chivs, the right, so no. Right, and v'cholki hai gavna and other scenarios also where the chiv is midrabanan. Still, gamkein yesh la'akdimoy l'tefillin. You always have to put the talus before the tefillin, because there is this principle of malim b'kodesh ve'ein meiridin. Okay. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in base. Yoniach tefillin. You should put on your tefillin after your talus. Umisha en yodem aseges liknais tzitzis for tefillin. If you can't afford to buy both, hichriu achreinim de tefillin kaidmin. Achreinim concludes that the tefillin takes precedence, meaning even though we say you put tzitzis on first, that's if you've got both of them. If you can only have one of them, then you do the tefillin first. Ki tzitzis hurak mitzvim yesh lei talis shel arba kanfos. Because the talis, the mitzvah tzitzis, technically speaking, is only if you have a four-cornered garment. But tefillin hu chayva, whereas tefillin is a daily biblical absolute obligation. And someone who didn't put their tefillin on is considered one of the sinners with their bodies, or could come on b'simon lamed zayin, because they're using their body and not putting tefillin on. So therefore, if you can only buy one and not the other, you should buy tefillin. For kol shekein le'inyan liknos tefillin mehudorin v'talis no'or to tefillin kaidmin l'kol alma v'olim nechsholam b'zeh. If you're going to spend extra money on a deluxe pair of Lamborghini tefillin, or you can get the upgraded talis, you should go, right? And an upgraded talis, let's say, with a beautiful talis noya and the highest sorts of hidurim, and it's all very, very expensive, better to spend the extra money on the tefillin, because tefillin over here is more of a chayva. And he says, v'olim nechsholam b'zeh, people make a mistake. I think the reason people make a mistake is the talis is big and it's bright and everybody can see it. Whereas the tefillin, you don't necessarily see the difference. So you're going to have a base pair, a basic pair of tefillin. How much is a basic pair of tefillin? Probably get for like £150, a dakos, a pair of tefillin that's made out of a goat or out of a sheep, and it's quite thin. And their lifespan is about 10 years or so, as if you get a gazunta pair of gassos, right? This heavy, larger, thicker tefillin made out of a cow. That's sort of almost a lifetime guarantee if you take care of it well. And that can cost, the sky's the limit. You know, I know someone told me they spent thousands of pounds on their tefillin. And they had a sofa, and they had beautiful ksav, and they took out a mortgage, and you know, it's the sky's the limit. So there's certainly room for hidurim over here. Next,
just out of interest on this point, if somebody has the opportunity to buy a really nice pair of tefillin, or to buy a normal pair of tefillin, but to give to stocker, what would be the typical preferential?
I haven't seen anybody discuss this. It's a very, very good shaila. I personally would say to get the deluxe pair of tefillin, and but as Hashem, you'll have opportunities to give tzedakah. But I would say, even though tzedakah is so important, I would say this is, you know, sort of like a lifetime mitzvah, yeah? And they don't ask me that. Someone has the opportunity to buy a schmancy car, a fancy house, or give tzedakah, you know? So you know, why make it, you know, dafka over here? So I would say, I think this is so important, it'll be with a person forever. This is an investment. Next, me is the last word on the line. Misha and Yodam Aseges Liknes Tzitzis Utzfilin. Nebuch, a person can't afford to buy either of them. En Mochiv Lachso Ala Psochim. He's not obligated to go round knocking on doors. Kadei Liknesson in order to buy them. He's not obligated to go around knocking on doors. Avo Misha Yodam Aseges Ach Soimech Ama Shishol Me'achim Ach Shotu Behem. But it's somebody who can afford to. He says, you know what, I'll borrow Yenim's in shul, right? There's always someone else, and I always go up to him, and I always borrow his. So Kosva Bachta Onshoi Gotol, he has a great onish for just relying on the other persons. And if you see, there's a little star that takes you down underneath the Shar HaTzion. And he says that if you just rely on other people's, all the way at the bottom two lines, if you just rely on borrowing other people's, Gamorti Shai Deze Eina Makayim Mitzvah Tefillin Kadin, right? It could be that you're not being Makayim the Mitzvah appropriately, according to Halacha. V'gam Avroch Levatola V'eval Al Loisir, so you could be you're making a Broch Levatola. Ki Lifa Ma Kesha Kotan Egodol Fiminas Reisha V'imisatze L'saknoi, because it could be you borrow someone else's tefillin and it's too small. We'll see exactly where it is, how large it's supposed to be. Could be that it's too small, could be that it's too big. And you know, your the friend didn't let you he didn't let you open, you know, make it larger or make it smaller, or you just didn't get around to it, you don't know how. So it could be didn't put them on properly. If you have the tefillin on and they're absolutely in the wrong place, now there is a little bit of leeway, we'll be happy to hear, but if you have it in completely the wrong place, it's as though they're in their box. Yeah, a person can wear the tefillin their whole life, but if the knot is like all the way down on their neck, yeah, if the tefillin is, the knot is all the way down the neck, could be the knot yotzi. I had a guy come to me, a 17-year-old. He said, can you just explain to me what this is all about? So I said, what do you mean? So he takes out his tefillin. Underneath the tefillin, yeah, there's a sticker, like a really good quality, like sort of slightly silvery sticker and says, this is La Asher, this is Tefillin Mehudorim. Yeah, it's like a Hechsher. These are like fantastic, fantastic Tefillin. He's been putting Nebuch these Tefillin on the last 4 years. Yeah, and he never took the sticker off. Yeah, it was a sticker underneath the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Nebuch, he never took it off. It's a beautiful Hechsher, you know, Mamish Mehuda. You know, I think whichever Botimacha, whichever wise guy thought to put the sticker over there and then sell it to, you know, young boys in Chutzla Oretz who don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's a bad judgment call over there. Okay, so this was actually a Shaila that happened recently that somebody asked me, they want to go and they want to travel to Eretz Yisrael like a Gentile. I said, what do you mean you want to travel like a Gentile? He says, Jews, they like carry big suitcases, like a big carry-on, and then another carry-on, and then a computer case, and like their body weight in food, just in case, like, you know, Hamolis, like, you know, suddenly they all, so they go on the plane, and somehow there's no kosher foods, and they want to carry, they want to travel like a Gentile, a credit card and a pair of flip-flops. Yeah, and they go on, and they got everything they need. They got their credit card, they got their flip flops. They wanna travel like a Gentile without all of the, you know, the Shemayna Begodim, and it might be hot, and it might be cold, and it might be really hot. Yeah, and to take the raincoats, you have the inside lighting, not the inside light. I'll take it along anyway. So they wanted to travel like this, and they asked me, is it okay if they don't take their tefillin along, and they rely on these our wonderful friends from Chabad, yeah, in Ben Gurion Airport. And they'll rely on this, yeah? Is that an appropriate thing to do? So what we see over here, if you have a look in footnote number 8 over here, he says, Mitzamza kosev lekamon simon kuf yud, we'll get there sometime soon. Shenochan choli veishraim shikach imu atalas vat finish loy be'ish shiitzi lederech. The person should take their own set of talis and tefillin. V'lo yismoich al zeh shiyishal shom tefillin ma'achirim. And he shouldn't rely on borrowing from other people, because it could be it's a bit too big, it could be it's a bit too small, it could be he's been in duty free too long, and now he's in a hurry, and he doesn't have time to adjust it, right? Which is the minhag of many of our brothers. It could be that because you're relying on other people for their talis and tefillin, so it could be all Mr. Zmanim. Yeah, you won't be able to do it in time for the safe zman. So therefore, certainly, it's an amazing thing that the Lubavitchers have a place for people to put talis and tefillin on, and mezakeh countless people with this mitzvah. But certainly, a person shouldn't go there relying on this knowingly beforehand. Says the Mishnah.
Mishnah is talking about if you purposely don't, either you can afford and decide either to borrow, or if you decide not to bring, then you're relying correct on borrowing later on. Let's say someone forgot to bring. 100%
fine. 100% fine. The post can say, if it happens, and it can happen sometimes that this happens. Yeah, so you don't need to, you know, start going crazy about it. Then it's an appropriate thing to borrow the shul's tefillin, or to borrow a friend's tefillin, and we'll discuss exactly when you put them on, how you put them on, if you're borrowing them, Be'ez Hashem, as we go along.
What about like your kesher, about
left-handed?
Yeah, so yeah, and if you're left-handed, what to do? Yeah, so, so we'll discuss, Be'ez Hashem, how to go about that. Gimel, Shelo Yifka. So he says that you have to be careful that you shouldn't touch the tefillin first before the talus. Perish afilu li'echos bohem biyodo, even if you haven't actually grabbed hold of the tefillin. It's just your hand is closer to the tefillin. Too late. You've got to take the tefillin now and not the talus, because even before you've actually touched it. Okay, so it seems from here that that basically, if you do touch the tefillin before the talus, you should put the tefillin on first. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos brings from the Ari HaKadosh and others who say that in actual fact, for reasons al derech Kabbalah, a person should always put their talus on before their tefillin. And according to the Ari HaKadosh, the Ari argues with this and says that ideally you try and make sure that you hit the talus before the tefillin, but if you did hit the tefillin first, still you should put the talus on first, and argues with this.
And what does Ari HaKadosh do about the Ein Mavirin?
He would say,
you don't.
Footnote 9.
No, he says about, is it the bag, or would that be the tefillin itself?
Yeah, because it's in, I saw it in Adim Razak, and because the tefillin are in the bag, they're not mamish be'ain, so that's why it's not mamish.
Oh, very nice. You haven't taken them out yet. Let's say you haven't taken them out yet. You haven't taken them out of the bag.
Yeah.
You haven't actually attached the tefillin yet.
Okay. Yeah.
He brings in footnote 9, another eitzah from the Chazon Ish, which is equally acceptable to have the tefillin on top of your talus, just that your talus sticks out a little bit more than the tefillin do, and is seemingly either of those are acceptable. I would have thought that it's better to have the tefillin on top because the tefillin, you know, have higher level of kedusha. But what can I say? The Shulchan Aruch himself, yeah, says that Shelo Yanichu kis tefillin lamalo. So okay, you could argue over here what lamalo means, but certainly it seems though both of those are acceptable, to have the talus on top or to have the tefillin on top, but a little bit further back. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'cholzeh, last two lines. V'cholzeh davkim reitzaniach ato hatefillin. When is it we say ein ravin ala mitzvahs? When you're intending to use both of them right now at the same time. Aval imadayin ein reitzeh lanichum rak l'achazman loyshach b'zeh ein ravin ala mitzvahs. This principle of ein ravin ala mitzvahs does not apply if you are not intending to put it on right now. So just because the tefillin are there, so it doesn't mean that you have to go davka and put the tefillin on before the talus. Next, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet, if you hit the tefillin first, then you'd have to put the tefillin on before the talus. V'yitztorach la'anichom. Nearly poshut dimispal v'beisoy, if you're davening at home. V'yitzaniach talus u'tefillin. And you want to put your talus and tefillin on. U'besoy chedesh lifonov munach ha'tefillin. In the nearer room, your tefillin are. U'besoy cheda acher munach ha'talus. And then in the further room is your talus. Tzorach laniach tefillin bereisho, k'dei shlo yaver ala mitzvahs. So in this case, you should put the tefillin on before the talus. Acherei da tefillin muzumonim lefonov tchilo, because they are in front of you. V'af shlo not ala dain ha'tefillin biyodoy, even though you don't have the tefillin in your hand. V'arai mehem mehodi yoyma alam t'gimon ha'beis b'gmor v'chi oil heichel v'chulu ayin shom. So this again is something the Ari HaKadosh would argue with, and he says that always al pi kabbalah, what is represented by the talus comes before that which is represented by the tefillin, and there's always this principle of malim b'kodesh, and that takes precedence over ein marviyun ala mitzvahs. Koidem hatalis, you should put on the, if you would, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you hit the tefillin first, you put the tefillin on before the talis. Vim ova v'nichom miyodai v'not ala talis. If you go, whoops, and you go, and you put your hand out for the talis, so now, shuv osul ozve v'litzel tefillin. Now, don't start having doubts and put your talus down and then put your tefillin on, because then you've been your mamish, you're just a ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, right? That's who you've become, Mr. Ma'avirin over here. You pick it up, you put it down, you take the other one, you put the, yeah? You're uncertain over here. No, once you pick it up, if you do put it down, then great, then use the talus. Next, says the Ramah, Hagoha mihuim tefillin muzumonim biyodoy ve'ein lo tzitzis. If he does have the tefillin right now in his hand, and he doesn't have tzitzis, we don't say, wait a second, maybe I should wait. When he says biyodo, it doesn't mean literally in his hand. It means he's got the tefillin, he left his talus at home, and his brother is coming to bring his talus. So should he wait now for the talus? Should we say, well, I've got the tefillin, so maybe I should put that one on first, or maybe I should wait for the talus? So he says, you don't need to wait for the talus. Elameiniach tefillin, you put the tefillin on. And when they bring the talus, that's when he puts the talus on. It says the Mishnah Berurah, for ein lo tzitzis. Yeah, if he comes, he by mistake brought his tefillin bag, but he didn't bring his tzitzis. Afil hu hoylech b'li dalet knofeis, v'choshken l'fi menogenu t'chol echad zoyer b'talus cotton. And this is true even if you're not wearing a talus cotton. You can still put the tefillin on before you have your tzitzis or your talus godel on. All the more so if anyway you've got your tzitzis on. If you've got your talus cotton on, then anyway you're already sort of a little bit covered in this idea of malim b'kodesh, because you've already got your tzitzis on and your talus. So he says all the more so there, you certainly do not have to wait, and you can put the talus on before you can put the tefillin on before you get the talus. Because now that you're able to do the tefillin, put your tefillin on. Don't delay. Even though later on, if you wait, you could do it nicer. You could have this hiddur malin b'chodesh. If you wait, you could first put the talus on, then you put the tefillin on. No. Don't wait to do the mitzvah min hamuvcha, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mitzvah b'shata chaviva. Better to do the mitzvah in its right time and go and do it. Don't wait to do it. Some people, what's it called? Spoiling the good for the great. Yeah? That what they do is they're waiting to do it nicer. It's almost like a halachic, a mitzvah, bird in the hand. Right? Do it now. Mitzvah chaviva b'shata. If you have two things, one is done more often than the other one. You normally do the one which comes more often first. Don't have to wait until the one which comes more often is in front of you. Just do the one which is Eina Todir right now. Now, this is very, very interesting because here, if you've got two mitzvahs, Todir, Eina Todir, normally Todir is Kodem, right? But if you don't have the Todir there, then just do the Eina Todir. This is very interesting because it says, Chaperein, do it now, even though you don't do the mitzvah in Amufcha. In footnote 11, he brings a big, big kasha because Kiddush Levono, we say that the mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch says, wait till Motzei Shabbos, because then you'll be dressed nicely, then you'll be smarter, you'll be mavusim. He says that you've had you're clean. I think that's because you had your weekly shower on Friday. Maybe I don't know sure exactly what mavusim means in this case. Yeah, but smells nice. Maybe from the Hadassim, maybe. So better wait till Motzei Shabbos to do it nicer. Don't chaperein beforehand. And this is a big kasha. What's better? There, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that it's better to do the mitzvah ben amufcha, do it in the nicest way, do it with a hidor, and the hidor overrides, doing it as quickly as possible. And this is a big kasha. He speaks about it at length. In footnote 11, one nice answer that he brings towards the end is the Artzas Achayim, and he says there's a difference. With Kiddush Levono, by waiting, you will do the mitzvah better. Meaning, you're waiting to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levono. So the actual mitzvah of Kiddush Levono will be better. Masha Ein Kein, when it comes with tefillin, it's if I wait, he says, no, put the tefillin on now before the talis, because my mitzvah of tefillin won't be any better. It's nice to have the Malim Bakodesh, but in terms of my actual mitzvah of tefillin, I won't have improved that in any way by waiting for the talis, and therefore, when it comes to that, put your tefillin on first. Says the Shulchan Aruch in base.
What's the concept of Todir in this concept? You've got citizen tefillin.
You're right. In this concept of citizen tefillin, not at all. We find the Mishnah Berurah tries to chaperein, and whenever there's extra principles, he knew from the outset he was only intending to do this on Arachayim, and whatever he could add in, like extras, he would add in, even if it wasn't exactly,
the
extra principles.
Shabbos, an extra day with the Talis.
Sorry?
Shabbos would be an extra one.
Interesting. It's very interesting that Shabbos is itself Todir v'Sheni Todir. That Talis is itself more Todir.
But it's an ois.
Yeah, but it's not to fill it.
It's an ois.
Yeah. Base, let's try to do one more. Be'ez Hashem. Mishu zori b'talis koton. Someone who's very careful with their talis koton. Yil boshenu v'yonech tefillin b'beisoy. Ideally, mishu zori b'talis koton. Someone who's very careful with their talis koton. Yil boshenu, first put on your tzitzis at home. V'yonech tefillin b'beisoy. Put your tefillin on at home as well. V'yelech lovush b'tzitzis v'muchto b'tefillin b'beisak neses. And then you walk to shul with your tzitzis on. And you're crowned with your tefillin, and you walk to the shul. V'shom yisatef b'talis gadol, and there you put your talis gadol on. That is what the Zohar says in Parshas Ve'eschanan. See, over here, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, you see the beginning of this gimel, right? Can you see, at the beginning of base, you see there's a little letter gimel, and that shows you where the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from. And that takes you to the Be'er HaGoyel on the top right-hand corner. He says it's the Zohar, Parshas Ve'eschanan, that this is straight from the Zohar. It's not from the Bavli, it's not from the Yerushalmi, it's from the Zohar. So he says, best to put your tefillin on at home, and then when you get to shul, you put your talis on. But you got your tzitzis on already. Then the Ramah says, "Hago oyem nogule sateif af betalis gadol kaidem ulavarecholov." Says the Ramah in Krakow that the oyem is noyhug, not like that, but they even put their talis gadol on at home. They make the bracha on it for acharkach meniach tefillin. Then they put their tefillin on for holech lebeisak neses, and they walk to shul in their talis gadol and the talis gadol, which many people in Eretz Yisrael is. You go through the streets in those rarefied hours, the early hours in Eretz Yisrael, you see people walking through the streets with their talis and tefillin. Says
that. To prison, he was driving with it.
Huh?
One went to, I think, to prison. He was driving with it, and he followed the cop about it.
One went to prison because
he was driving with it, and he had a fight with a police officer who stopped you for that.
Oy vey. Okay. Ches.
For a day or something.
Says yeah. Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beisig, they shaves from Pesach Beitzer B'tis to Tefillin. K'may Shavya Beisig V'dakim Moshe B'shem HaZohar Ayin Shom Shu Inyan Godol. This is considered a very, very great thing that is brought in these Peskim in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh, that he should go out of his house already with his tzitzis and Tefillin. V'myudeya She'elech Derech Mavoyes HaMutunofais. If you know you're going through dirty places, where there are things that are dirty, so then oymutzum nochrim barachayv, or you find the old Gentile in the street, yanichem b'chatzah beisak neses. So then put it on at least in the courtyard of the shul. V'miyefshu yanichem b'veisay v'yachasim b'koyvoyo b'yodo, or at least put it on at home and then cover it with your hat or with your hand. So it seems over here this is like a very, very serious thing to do, to try and wear it and go to shul. There's a big discussion, Machlokes Rav Eliyoshiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, in footnote 13. Yes, yeah, in footnote 13, whether dustbins are considered mutunofim. Right, on the one hand, there's, you know, dirt there. On the other hand, it's contained. Are they considered mutunofim or not in our societies? But it seems as though, certainly one should put it on the chatzah beis hakneses. Why is it that many people are not knowing to do that? So Peskim explain that since the Ariyah Kodesh says the Ikka is to leave your house with it on, the Ikka is not to do it in the Chotzer, the Ikka is to leave your house with it on. And in our society, we cannot leave, you know, you go through the streets with the non-Jews, you know, wearing our talis and tefillin. So therefore, the Fides Ariyah, there's no Indians put on in the Chotzer, so therefore many people, Dafka, do it in Shul. It's brought down, Aaron Kotler would do it outside in the Chotzer, Moshe Feinstein would do it Mamisha in Shul. Feinbach, if you're coming to Shul really early in the morning, don't put it on yet because it's too early. That it's good that when daylight comes, he should then go out to the chotzer, put it on there, and then come into shul. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, don't put your talis godol on at home because you don't intend to put it on at home, so you don't need to put it on before the tefillin. But the Ramah says, the Mishnah Berurah prefers that you do put it on in the courtyard if you go into shul. You make the bracha on the talis kotel and it covers you for the talis kotel, as we have said earlier. Ein shol Mishnah Berurah sif kotel chaf talit. Shkoyach for another week of Mishnah Berurah. We should be zeicha many, many more weeks and years. Mishnah Berurah bez Hashem.